Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm so sorry about that. My name is Kenya the Soup on the floor. How can I help you?
Hi, Kenya. This is Christine Brooks calling again. I was just told, I received an email saying that my order had been canceled.
Okay, well, let me see. Let me check into why.
Well, I just spoke to you about half an hour ago and you didn't tell me it had been canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So I didn't see it had been canceled at that moment.
Well, it would have been canceled at that moment because why did it happen afterwards?
Well, let me see. So it looks like it was just it was canceled, I would say right after we spoke, because
No, I
I'm
don't
not
think so.
seeing.
But anyway, I don't think so. But okay, so why was it canceled?
Okay, well, let me check here. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. I'm going to check into this for you. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I'm seeing here that it was canceled due to suspected fraud, which was why we got in contact with you to make sure that you did place the order and to make sure that all of the information on the account was valid.
And I responded and said it wasn't fraud.
Okay, and so you did respond? Okay,
Yes,
well,
I
let me
did.
see.
I'm sorry. I'm so fed up. You have no idea. I call OMAX, and every single time I have a problem with them. I have never run across a website so inefficient. And I mean, seriously. I just spoke to you for how long? And you did not even have it. You changed my subscription to 5 months instead of 1 month, and
Yes,
you,
ma'am.
at that point you didn't know, and I had already said it was not fraud. I got an email, and I have the proof. So what the heck is going on with OMAX? I mean, I don't know if I trust their product because I swear the people who run the company don't know what they're doing. It's so annoying. Are you checking?
Yes, ma'am, I am checking for you. I'm sorry about that. Bear with me a few moments. Thank you for being patient. I am still here. Bear with me a few moments.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me a few more quick moments.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm sorry about that. So basically, it was flagged due to suspicious activity because the BioKirk, it just got back in stock because it was out of stock for a while. And so with you ordering the quantity that you ordered, that basically triggered the system and we thought it was suspicious activity. And so I do apologize about that. I'm going to go ahead and get this order replaced for you and your subscription as well.
Okay. The reason I ordered that many is because I ordered it in November, I believe, or maybe October, and you were sold out.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And they told me they weren't getting it in again. And then when they did get it in, no one told me. So when I called, they had gotten it in, unbeknownst to me, and sold out again. That's why I ordered that many. And that's not a lot, if you think about it.
Yes.
Why would somebody committing fraud order that few bottles? I mean, seriously, that's ridiculous. I don't buy that excuse at all. Please let me know when you've replaced the order.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry about that. So we've been out of stock since October of last year, and we just got the product back.
I know. You got it in the interim, too, because I know I called, and they said we did get some more in, and we sold out again.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I told.
Mm-hmm. And so I would have to log into your Omex Health account to place the order. Could you provide me with your Omex Health password?
I don't have an Omex password. And if I don't, I don't remember it. Honestly, why do you have to do this every time? Why can't you just cancel the fraud? It takes me an hour every time I call, if not longer. I have more important things to do than keep reordering, calling, ordering. They say that I've ordered, then they don't send it. Then I say, why? And they say, because you never ordered it. And then they go through their records, and they can't find that I ordered it, and I know I ordered it. And now you canceled it because they thought it was fraud? Do you never
Hi, Christine.
$94?
Hi, Christine. My name is Aya. I'm the manager on floor. How are you?
I don't care. Seriously, I've talked to managers, and managers don't know what they're doing. I have never had a problem with any other company more than the problems I have with Omex. I am not kidding you. And if I didn't like your product, BioKirk, so much, I wouldn't bother with you.
I understand, Christine. So I do sincerely apologize, ma'am. I have been listening to the call with Miss Kenya here, my supervisor. So I am her supervisor. So I did want to let you know that.
She's your supervisor?
She's one of my supervisors. I'm her manager.
Okay.
She's one of the supervisors
okay,
of Omex
it.
Here.
Got
so let me explain what happened here, Christine. So
no,
our company has been completely out of this product since October of last year.
Can you listen to me a minute?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been out, okay? Because I ordered it and it never, and then I found out that they sent my order. They never placed my order. They had no record of me ordering it, and they had. Okay, and then they told me they weren't getting it back in. And I said, I love your product. I really noticed the difference when I take your product. And It didn't matter. So then I waited, and then I called, and I checked again, and it said it was back in stock. So I ordered it, and then it said it wasn't back in stock. And then I spoke to a manager then, and she said, I'm sorry, we did get it back in just a little, and it sold out immediately. And I said, well, why didn't anyone notify me? Because they knew I was waiting. So I checked the other day. I checked yesterday just because I don't trust Omex. And sure enough, you had it in because they told me it wasn't coming in until the 22nd, which is next this coming week, right? So I placed an order, and I bought six bottles, only six bottles. That's not a lot. And they cancel it because it's fraud, and they send me an email saying, there's been, we think there's been fraud on your account for six bottles. So I said, no, it's not fraud. And I call to, and then this woman tells me, okay, well, because you, I see you have a sale. So she said, well, you have the sale intact because when you have a prescription, it's the same amount. And then she does all these things for me. And I hang up. Thank you very much. I hang up. And then I call because I don't know why. Why did I call? I don't know why I called. Because I get an email saying that they've canceled my order. I'm like, what? I was just on with Omex, and she didn't say a thing to me about them canceling my order. So I call. I talk to this man. He can hardly speak coherently to me. And then he says, well, it's because you ordered six bottles, and that's all. We hadn't had it in since la-di-da-di-da. I mean, honestly, what does that change anything?
Where okay, ma'am. And I sincerely apologize for any of the difficulty you've encountered. So the reason why our system flagged your order yesterday as fraud is because the item literally just got back in stock yesterday.
I know that because I called literally yesterday.
So we
that
were
doesn't make any sense. No, I'm sorry.
We weren't expecting any shipments to come in until the 22nd, so it arrived early. That's the only reason why we are late on notifying people. So I do apologize. So at this point, what are you wanting us to do for you, ma'am?
You didn't notify me yesterday. I took it upon myself due to the past experiences I've had with Omex and the fact that they never notify anyone. I contacted Omex myself. I saw that you had it in, and that's why I ordered six bottles. And six bottles, I'm sorry, I ordered... No, but it doesn't, your system, it doesn't make sense. A system doesn't say, oh my gosh, we haven't had it in since October. So, oh my gosh, somebody must be stealing our product. It's crazy.
No, ma'am, the primary reason why this still, okay, so what can we do to assist you today?
I want my order, and I don't want to have to reorder the whole thing again. That's what I want, because I spent last night doing it.
I gotcha. So unfortunately, we will have to replace the entire order because the system canceled your original one. So
yes,
we will require...
Uncancel it.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately, ma'am. We would not be able to do that. We would have to replace the entire order for you.
Well, just do it then, okay? Really?
Okay.
Wait, excuse me, are you all on that, whatever is that, hemp or something? Because you all act like you're out to lunch somewhere.
No, ma'am.
But really, I'm sorry I'm insulting you, but I am so angry with your...
If you do insult me again, ma'am, and personally attack us, I will have to release the line, ma'am.
Excuse me? The way you have been treated as a client is ridiculous, okay?
And I'm sorry for any frustration you've experienced, ma'am. I have done my best to assist
you
with this matter.
No, because I'm sorry. It doesn't seem that anyone is doing anything to ameliorate your client service or your ordering process or anything. Every time I call, I have a problem.
I do understand. And again, the system flagged your account. So unfortunately, with it being a system...
You don't have to keep repeating it. We're wasting more time. Just take my order, okay? I want six bottles, all right?
So I'm going to need the account password in order to log into the Omex Health account for you. Give me 2 seconds. It's a super simple process.
It's not a simple process because sometimes I put my password in, it doesn't work. I mean, seriously.
We can help you with this. I'm going to pass you back to Miss Kenya. She's going to send you an email. It's going to give you the ability to change that password to whatever you best can remember. You just tell Miss Kenya what it is. She'll be able to log in and take care of you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Christine. Here she goes.
That's lovely. She's lovely. But you know what? The last time I called, she didn't tell me my order had been canceled. And it was
at the time,
while before that. No, it was a
yes,
while
ma'am.
Before that.
Correct.
I answered your email immediately about the fraud. I thought, what is this fraud?
So when you got that, yes, ma'am. So when you got that email is when the system ran its check. It wasn't by the time when you called in, our system, our security fraud system had not run its check. So when you called in, she did not know that you were going to be flagged because the system had not told her. So that was not her fault. I do apologize.
I'm sorry, but you want me to tell you what time it was that I hold on.
I see the times. I see the recorded calls. I see the times you gave us a call. I see the orders. I see where you spoke with her. I see what she told you regarding that, as well as I see about, let me see. So you spoke with her at 3:40 Eastern time zone. So, and then the system at 6:40 Eastern time zone is when it ran its search.
Wait a minute. I talked to her at 3 and then it was at 6?
The system ran its search. The fraud system ran its search through our orders for the day at 6:40 that same day. It came Eastern time zone. You spoke with her at 3:40 Eastern time zone. I don't know what time zone you're in, so that's why I'm referencing what time it shows the notes on our end.
I spoke to her after I said it was not fraud.
No, ma'am, I'm showing.
No, excuse me, ma'am. I know I did because I didn't call her because of fraud. Believe me. I saw that. I'm sorry. That's not correct.
No, I'm showing you spoke with Secret after you got the email. You spoke with two people yesterday.
You're talking about yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
I got the alert today. I don't know
yes,
if it was sent late yesterday. I don't know. But I know that I got it today, and I said it was not fraud. And then I spoke to the young lady you're going to have me speak to now.
Yes, ma'am. But the system ran the search at 6:40 p.m., which is at the end of our business day, Eastern time zone. So the email that you were sent was sent after our office was already closed for the day. I do sincerely apologize.
No, I know that. I got it today, and I called you later. And she didn't know at that point that it had happened. I'm just trying to find my email. I don't know if it was deleted or what, but I don't see it.
I got you. I see the email threads, ma'am. We record and notate everything just for our customers' protection. I see all of this information on my end. I am showing that you got that notification when we terminated the order. That notification wasn't sent out to... But like before it was canceled, and that's why you got the notification.
No, it asked me if it was fraud, and then they said, and I said, no, it wasn't, and so I didn't think they canceled it.
Yes, ma'am. That's so that way your information doesn't get banned from ordering again. We have to verify that it is a non-fraudulent customer. All right, so it seems like you are in a bit of a rush, so let's go ahead and get you taken care of and squared away. I'm going to pass you back to Ms. Kenya.
Do you know why I'm in a bit of a rush? Do you know why? I've been on
no,
the
ma'am.
Phone now the second time today for 38 minutes already, okay?
I do understand.
Earlier than that, I don't know. No, you don't understand. I know they tell you to say that all the time, but it's annoying because you don't always understand. I'm sorry. You're not in my place, so you can't understand, okay? So let me place the order all over again, all right?
Okay, so here goes Ms. Kenya, and of course I want to thank you for calling OMAX, and please hold.
Thank you for being patient. So I'm going to go ahead and get this password reset email sent to you. It should be to you in just a few moments.
Hold on one sec.
Please. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. doing it. One moment, please.
Thank you for being patient. Just to make sure I have this correct, so you did want the 6 bottles and you did want it on an every 5-month subscription, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I remember doing this last night. It's really unbelievable. Anyway. Thank God I won't have to do anything for 5 months, right? Okay. Now what do you need?
Yes, ma'am. And so once you have that that password reset, you would just be providing me with the password.
I'm giving you the password?
Yes, ma'am, because I would have to log in to place the order.
Well, it says here, logged in as ChristyBrew@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
manage subscription, and it says it gives you all my information here.
Right, yes, ma'am. So it sounds like you're already logged in on your end, and so I would have to log in as well, which is why I would need that email address.
My email or my login number? Or my password.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would need your password. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but a password is something private. You don't give passwords to people.
Right. So I'm going to log out soon as I get the order placed, but I would have to log in with it being a subscription. I would have to log into your account
okay.
to place that
order. Okay,
it
doesn't make any sense. I've never heard anything like that before either. Okay, it's H, capital H, little e.
Mm-hmm.
capital H, small case E, mm-hmm. capital A, capital L, capital I, capital V, capital E, 2 exclamation points and 2 X's. And
okay.
I think they're capitalized.
Okay. And I'm going to repeat. Well, could you repeat that again to make sure I have it correct? Or
capital H.
It.
No. Capital H.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase e, capital A, capital L, capital I, capital V, capital E, 2 exclamation points and 2 X's. And I don't
okay.
know if they're lowercase or capital.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and get logged on here. So I can log in. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me.
You know, maybe you should check Healthy Directions because they have a customer service and they have these subscriptions and everything. And you don't give people your passwords. They don't ask you for your password. They have all the information. They do all the ordering and you just give them the address and that's it. It's really simple.
And I'm still here with you. Bear with me one quick moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here getting that order placed. I'm still here. Bear with me.
Did the password work or not?
Yes, ma'am. The password worked. I'm logged in now. I'm just getting that order placed. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and check out here. And I'm ready for your card number when you're ready.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
(4744) 7900
Okay.
1198 1171
Thank you. And the expiration date?
10/26
Thank you. And the CVV?
984
Thank you. And so your billing and your shipping address, that's different?
Yep.
Okay. And your billing address, that's the one that's beginning in 13308, right?
Right.
Okay. And let me get that located. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you.
Okay.
And let me see. And so you have ordered a reoccurring shipment at a discounted rate. You can change, skip, or pause at any time by managing your subscription in your account. And so I'm going to go ahead and place this order. Again, your total it was the $85.76.
Okay.
And I can give you your order number if you would like that, or were you wanting to wait on the confirmation in the email?
No, it's okay. But can you give me the shipping address, please?
Yes, ma'am. The shipping is going to be the same, the one that's beginning in 3227.
Okay, and maybe you should put it to me, but in care of Cheryl Robertson.
Okay, well, let me see. And so you were wanting to put your name and also Cheryl Robertson?
Yes, because I don't live there. It's my sister who lives there.
Okay, and that was for the billing?
No. That's for the 3227 Viscount Court.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can do that.
I didn't see where you could do that.
Let me see, because your name is more than likely automatically applied since it's your account. So I'm just going to make sure that I can do that. Let me check here. Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So it looks like it would have to be in your name since it's your account.
Yes,
do
I know, but you
that'll
see,
be an issue with the.
No, it's
service?
Okay. That doesn't make sense either, because if you're sending it to somebody else and it's your account, let's say you're buying a gift for somebody
mm-hmm.
and you're sending it to them, they can't accept it because it's not their account. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, let me check again.
No, that's okay.
Sure.
Just don't worry. No, don't worry about it. I've gotten things at my sister's before. I'm sure it'll be fine. But I think that's something you have to check into, because what if I bought it for my sister and I wanted to ship it to her?
Right. Yes, ma'am, and I understand completely. And
I mean, you know. Okay.
So I did ahead and get that order placed. Again, I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. And so that should be to you shortly.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.